Now, the government's plan to rejuvenate rail is being criticised by National and road lobbyists as ideologically motivated and wasteful, taking resources away from road safety improvements. This morning, it released its 10-year plan for rail investment, signalling it is full steam ahead with plans to shovel in billions of dollars to get the country's rail infrastructure back on track. Hamish Cardwell reports.
The industrial rail yards on Wellington's waterfront, not long after dawn. Workers in high-vis watch as dignitaries in suits arrive at a white marquee. Government ministers, local politicians and rail industry representatives all here to sing the praises of their new 10-year plan for rail. The plan's light on new announcements. There's no new money, and the detail about new projects won't come until later this year. The government has already spent $6 billion on rail, and today it signalled it plans to plough in billions more in the coming years. Transport Minister Michael Wood says decades of underinvestment left the sector in managed decline, and the money will get it back on a new track.
One of the things that we're trying to be upfront about, a lot of the investment is pretty unsexy. It's replacing bridges that have been there for 80 to 100 years. It's putting in second bits of track here and there. It's widening and deepening tunnels so that containers can get through them. It's stuff that people won't necessarily see, but it will bring more freight and ultimately more commuters onto the network.
KiwiRail Chief Executive Greg Miller says it previously had to go cap in hand to the government for money every year, which made long-term investment decisions impossible.
The workforce of over 4,000 are journeymen and women, so you've got to keep those skills, but you've only got 1 year of certainty for your wage bill. It's kind of all out of sync. So by having a 10-year plan, we can plan labour, plan infrastructure build, plan our customer negotiations. We're talking with clients about 10 and 20-year deals now.
One of the few concrete changes? Soon freight rail will be financed from the same pot of money that pays for roads, public transport and walking and cycling infrastructure.
We don't think it makes any sense or makes for a good transport system to fund and have a strategic plan for roads here and for rail over here. We need to look in a mode-neutral way at the best investments we make, and that recognises that there are benefits across the system.
Michael Wood says roads won't lose out to rail under the new funding model. But National Party transport spokesperson Michael Woodhouse says the government intends to raid the National Transport Fund to pay for rail.
What that's going to mean is that much-needed safety improvements and roading improvements around the country are going to be sacrificed in order to pump money into rail. That's wrong. We need those roading improvements and they shouldn't be raiding one tin to pay for another.
The Road Transport Forum represents the trucking industry. Its Chief Executive Nick Leggett says Labor's commitment to rail is based on ideology.
80 years ago when trucks started rolling, it couldn't compete, and as much as the government tries, it will still not be able to compete. We just don't think that billions and billions of dollars should be wasted in that pursuit. We should invest it in roads for people's safety and for the efficient and effective movement of freight today.
Nick Leggett claims a reliance on rail could push up prices for consumers. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi pone, ko Hamish Cardwell aho.